Ireland ratified the Istanbul Convention on Violence Against Women in 2019. Today, a group of experts sent by the Council of Europe will arrive here to examine how the state deals with gender-based violence and if the measures it takes to prevent it are sufficient. We're joined this morning by Cliona Sadler, Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland. Cliona Sadler, you're very welcome. So what will they find, do you think, when they come here?
I think by and large, they will find that exactly as we have been saying for a number of years now, that the political priority and focus has been put on domestic sexual and gender-based violence. There is enormous change happening, and that's been happening since, I suppose, about 2018. There's been enormous energy and political will in this area. But what we are, and the new strategy was set out in summer of 2022, and that really was shaped around the Istanbul Convention, and it's shaped around really making sure that Ireland is fully compliant with the Convention. So what we as NGOs are focused on today is what we think might be missing, what still needs to happen, because we're not sure that we're fully there yet. So that's what we'll be putting in front of, while acknowledging the huge strides. We'll be putting that in front of the rapporteurs today.
Now, you're particularly concerned about the exemption that Ireland has from the clause within the Convention on the payment of compensation to victims. Who does that directly affect?
So it affects every survivor, really. Now, we have a number of mechanisms around compensation in Ireland, but they do not reach, if you like, what that Article 30 is looking for in terms of compensation. So Ireland exempted itself, and it can do so for 5 years after first signing up. But what we are looking at is, so we've had a long history here where we've had survivors really having to struggle and fight the authorities, whether that's the state or other agencies, to get just that basic recognition and compensation. And so that culture needs to change. And we think the opting out of this article is just an indication that we're still not there yet. We still haven't reversed the culture whereby we essentially protect and defend the liability of institutions over and above protecting and responding appropriately to survivors themselves. So that's one area that we're concerned that they focus on to change that part of it. We're also concerned around the monitoring and the evaluation aspect of the convention.
We are talking later in the programme about the fact that over 1,000 people attended sexual assault treatment units in the country last year. That's a 25% increase on the previous year. I'm wondering, is the prevalence of sexual violence in this country known?
It is not, but we will shortly know that. One of the things that has been the work in the pipelines has been the CSO has been developing a national prevalence survey, and that data will be imminent. One of the things that the last two strategies, this is the third strategy that we are in for domestic and sexual violence, and they have all looked for what they've called gold standard data and joined up data, and we have failed to do that. So that's the administrative data. We have failed so far to join up what we might call the report to court data. So if you go as a survivor of sexual violence into the Gardaí, how do we know what happened to your case all the way through? And we know some points, we can talk sometimes about delay, but it's difficult to pull those numbers out. And then on top of that, we don't know the prevalence. So how do we compare what's happening with individual survivors going in and what's happening generally in society? So that prevalence data should be coming out soon, but we have a lot of work to do. It's one of the weak points for Ireland. We have a lot of work to do in terms of good data.
And that prevalence data, that survey by the Central Statistics Office, is that in effect the successor to SAVI, the Sexual Abuse and Violence Study, which was carried out in 2002?
It was carried out in 2000 and published in 2002. So we're over. It's older than people imagine. So we've been working off that. And you know, when you asked me the question, I was very definitive that we do not have prevalence data because it's just too out of date for us to depend on it at this stage. So it is, you know, we really needed the new survey, and it's fantastic that it's happening, and it will be really important for us going forward, and that is imminent. So that's a really important, if you like, foundational piece of information and knowledge for us as we work to respond to domestic and sexual violence.
Thank you very much indeed, Cliona Sadler, Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland. It's